Thank you. So now we move into the procedure of Netilat Yadayim, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch describes what many of us do, which, if we think about it, is an odd way to begin. Netilat Yadayim Shachrit Hu B'Derech Zeh. This is how we wash our hands in the morning. Notelet HaKli B'Yad Yumino. We pick up the filled kli, the filled vessel with our right hand. V'Notnolis Malon. We put it on our left hand. V'Shevek Tchila L'Yad Yumino. And then we use our left hand to pour over the right hand. Now, why is that odd, or why is that what we might call overly complicated?
Because you start with the right hand, you put it to the left, and then you
meaning, what would be easier?
You just pick it up with the left.
Pick it up with your left hand and pour it over your right hand. So why on earth do we insist, or I don't know if it insists is too strong a word, why do we pick it up with our right hand to put it in our left hand?
You always start with the right.
Always start with the right. Excellent. This is a man who knows how to tie his shoes. The assumption is that maybe we're giving a sense of importance to the mitzvah, we're giving it priority, urgency, by using our right hand to lift it up. Alternatively, one could see this actually as what we're doing is an act of performative generosity. We begin this procedure by picking it up and putting it in the other hand, almost to give a gesture of generosity to the left hand. We're picking it up and we're acting out compassion, behavior, care for the other, just on a personal level. This isn't just about cleansing myself. This isn't an egotistical act, but it is triggered by an act of giving. I pick up a cup, I'm not using it, and I hand it to another hand, and then I wash my hand. And actually, it's a way of beginning the day, again, by focusing our attention on an act of giving before we start to purify ourselves.